This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gappak. National song Vande Mataram completes 150 years today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released the commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal VandeMataram150.in where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said that Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. In Arunachal Pradesh, Governor Kirti Parnaik participated in the 150 years of Vande Mataram celebration at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also joined the celebration in Tawang. In a social media post, the CM said that Vande Mataram is a sacred hymn that stirred the hearts of countless freedom fighters, a timeless call of devotion to the motherland and a soulful prayer that continues to awaken love for Bharat in every generation. Similarly, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main also took part in the Unity March Ekta Yatra at Namsai organized by the Namsai District Administration. Governor Kirti Parnaik today interacted with a group of students from Goa and Uttarakhand at Rajbhavan Itanagar. The students are visiting the state as part of Ashtalakshmi Darshan, a vibrant youth exchange program designed to deepen national integration and strengthen bonds between young people from different regions of the country. Advising the students on their responsibilities as future leaders, the governor encouraged them to stay well informed, uphold self-discipline and adopt a selfless approach in life and to take pride in one's cultural heritage, traditions and nurturing deep love for the nation. He also highlighted the remarkable development taking place in Arunachal Pradesh. During the program, the Goa team and their Uttarakhand students showcased the rich folk traditions of their regions. The host RGU team presented a dance portraying the cultural vibrancy of the many tribes of Arunachal Pradesh. Professor Hui Tak, Professor of Botany and Dean, Faculty of Life Sciences, Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills, has been conferred the SPR Young Scientist Award 2025 by the Society for Plant Research, SPR India. Sharing the news in a social media post today, Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main, while commending Professor Tak, said that this recognition is a testament to his outstanding contributions in the fields of plant sciences, ethnobotany and traditional knowledge. TC Papumpare Vishakha Yadav today chaired a preparatory meeting of nodal officers, returning officers and assistant electoral registration officers for the upcoming Panchayati Raj elections at UPI. The DC called upon all concerned officers to put in concerted and coordinated efforts to ensure the peaceful, free and fair conduct of the elections across the district. She also asked details, inputs and feedback from the nodal officers. During this session, Dr. Danauna, Assistant Commissioner Panchayati Raj, made a detailed presentation highlighting the roles and responsibilities of the nodal officers. A separate meeting was convened for the returning officers and assistant returning officers where key operational and procedural aspects related to the electoral process were discussed in detail. Team Namsai, under the leadership of DCCR Kampa, yesterday visited Assam Cancer Institute, Dibrugarh, along with district medical officials to take first-hand understanding of the cancer care services and infrastructure available to foster implementation of Chief Minister Aarogya Arunachal Yojana, CMAAY, benefits to the cancer patients of Namsai district and to explore extension of cancer screening in the district. Siang DC Tai Tagu, along with Ruzing Belai, Chief Operating Officer, Rural Skills, Dindayal Upadhyay, Gramin Kaushal Yojana, visited Industrial Training Institute, ITI Pangan, today to interact with the newly enrolled trainees. During the interaction, the DC emphasized the importance of skill development training as a means of value addition, encouraging trainees to utilize the opportunity to equip themselves with practical and enjoyable skills. He highlighted that such initiatives also contribute to the larger vision of a self-reliant and skilled India. Niang Pertin, Principal ITI Pangan, expressed pride and optimism that the ITI will emerge as a center for excellence in vocational training in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.